troops coming home from war are prescribed drugs at a staggering rate. Hundreds of thousands of veterans are on opiates for pain. And yesterday we heard about the risk of addiction. Those opiates are among many drugs that vets are taking for everything from pain to PTSD. One in three vets polled say they're on 10 different medications. Today we're going to hear how some veterans are rebelling. NPR's Quil Lawrence met some veterans who are kicking drugs against doctor's orders. And a quick word of caution, there are descriptions in this story that some listeners may find disturbing.
For a lot of people, PTSD is knowing that if you sleep, you return to the worst place you've ever been at the worst possible moment.
I always see his face. And in my dreams, it's the same thing. But I always walk over to him, and instead of this Afghani kid that's laying there, it's my little brother.
Will is 33 years old. He did one tour in Iraq, one tour in Afghanistan with the Army.
In Afghanistan, there was a real bad incident. We just finished this humanitarian aid mission, and we're getting ready to roll out, and this kid runs up to a Humvee. The kid's yelling, water, water, water. And so the medic reaches down to the case of water on the floor. And we turn around, the kid bashed him in the face with a rock. And kid runs off. And I mean, we were like a hive of angry bees. And a guy comes out with an AK, and, you know, it was the kid's father, we found out later, and starts shooting. And they shot the father. The kid ends up picking up the AK. I mean, he was 13, 14 years old. And the driver that had shot the father froze, and I ended up shooting the kid from, couldn't have been 50 feet away, and after I did that, all I remember is that I was shaking, and one of my soldiers took my weapon away and said, it's okay, Primo, it's going to be okay.
Will has other stories, and they're some of the worst I've ever heard. Not for the intensity of the firefight or the size of the bombs, but just for the bad pictures he's got stuck in his head. Like pulling a friend out of a river in Iraq, only to find that there's nothing left of him below the waterline. Like realizing your buddy is dead because you find nothing but a huge scrap of his tattoo.
Those guys had wives and kids, you know. Everybody in my Humvee, we were all single. And it was just, I felt guilty, you know, that should have been us, it shouldn't have been them.
Will came away with only two ruined knees, a wrecked back, and a piece of bone fragment that sort of floats on his hip, and a mild traumatic brain injury, and PTSD. And for all those things, Will has been prescribed meds, lots and lots of meds.
For migraines and whatnot due to TBI, topiramate, 10 milligrams of Ambien daily.
We'll hear more about Will in a bit. It'll take him about 6 minutes to list all his pills. But there are other vets in the same boat. On average, veterans get prescribed narcotic painkillers three times more often than civilians, like these three.
Leo Kelberg. I served in the United States Army.
My name is Nancy Bryant, and I served in the Air Force.
My name is Rachel Stokes. I was in the Army.
They have their lists as well.
I've been on trizanidine,
citalopram,
trazodone,
Prozac,
Ambien,
Klonopin,
dicyclamine,
Xanax, Seroquel, and Zoloft,
hydrocodone,
Tramadol, Percocet, Vicodin,
Compazine,
onaproxa sodium. Everyone has that for every reason.
Besides getting the same drugs, these folks have something else in common. Despite the pain and PTSD, they've decided, without telling their doctors, to stop taking their meds. They say the side effects make them feel like zombies. Nancy Bryant came on the idea by accident. She got a stomach flu, and she couldn't keep any food or her meds down.
After a few days of that, you know, those medications clearing my system, I just realized, wow, I felt like a totally different person.
Leo Kelberg says he realized he was addicted to Percocet. He used to get nervous when he only had a few left. And Rachel Stokes started looking into what the meds she takes are really designed to do, like the ones to help her sleep.
Seroquel is for sleep, but it's not even for sleep. Seroquel is for people that have bipolar, schizophrenia. And I'm like, that is not me.
They were using antipsychotic drugs off-label, way, way, way off-label. Obviously, they are not using them to treat the major disorders for which these drugs are designed.
Richard Friedman is the director of psychopharmacology at Cornell Medical College. He researched the military's use of antipsychotics like Seroquel and stimulants like Adderall and Ritalin. He says those drugs have no official purpose that fits a combat zone. He figures the military was using whatever drugs they could to keep troops sleeping, waking up, and functioning at war.
They were in a difficult situation where they had unprecedented levels of stress in a group of otherwise healthy people. So I think they resorted to psychopharmacology as a means to keep people in active duty.
Friedman says it's like giving a football player painkillers so he can finish the game. It gets him back on the field, but it might hurt him worse in the long term. The Pentagon says it has safeguards to prevent overprescription or the use of drugs in harmful combinations. And the VA's guidelines warn about using many of these drugs off-label. Now, using drugs off-label is common in medicine, and Friedman says doctors do it with good intentions. He also says stopping taking the meds without a doctor's guidance can be dangerous. Maybe, but Rachel Stokes is sick of doctors and their pills.
The medications, I hate all the medications. If the scientists actually went through and did research and they really found out what really worked, then that's different. But it doesn't seem like they're doing that.
She may have a point. A study by the Institute of Medicine last month concluded that the VA and the Pentagon do a poor job tracking what happens when they treat PTSD with drugs. There is a brand new effort at the VA to educate its doctors. Gavin West is with the VA.
We've undertaken a psychopharmacologic safety initiative where we're looking across the board at more safe and more effective use of medications.
Which brings us back to Will. Remember Will? He's almost done reading out his prescriptions.
We've got tramadol, baclofen.
Will's also not taking his meds. He's still in the process of being medically retired from the Army, so he asked that we only use his first name.
I always keep at least 1 month on supply. My next month's supply comes next week. So as soon as they come in, I take those and I flush them. And then I just scrape my names off all the pill bottles and throw them all away.
Will keeps a month's supply of pills because he's getting drug tested. That's right, tested to make sure he is on drugs. That's to make sure he's not selling his drugs on the street, which isn't uncommon. So every few months when he has an appointment, Will gets himself back on drugs. He gradually works up to the dose he's supposed to be on. When we met, he had just cycled himself off the meds again after a doctor's appointment.
I'm actually feeling pretty good. I've now been fully off the meds for 9 days. The first 3 days of being fully off them were really bad. Just real bad nausea, diarrhea, shaky.
Will hopes he'll be out of the Army soon and he can stop the roller coaster of getting on and off the drugs. He says it's worth it for now. When he was on the meds, he was a shut-in, too doped up to drive, depressed. Dealing with his PTSD without the drugs, he's still working that. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.